Mr. President, Kumodada. For the record, my name is David Kona-Anidok, Presidential Envoy for Nuclear Justice and Human Rights for the government and the people of the Marshall Islands. Thank you, esteemed Human Rights Council and the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, for facilitating our request to address the human rights implications of our nuclear legacy through technical assistance and capacity building. We look forward to continuing this important work. I also want to present our utmost gratitude for the participation of the National Nuclear Commission and the Marshallese Education Initiative in today's dialogue. A special komoldada to the panelists for their heartfelt contributions. Our President, Her Excellency, Dr. Hilda Heine, in her address to the Council last week, spoke of the need for meaningful reconciliation between all those involved in our nuclear legacy. She spoke of the need for honesty and forgiveness to finally deal with the past, come to terms with uncomfortable truths, devise solutions, and move forward together. The cooperation between the government of the Marshall Islands and the Office of the High Commissioner provides the foundation for that reconciliation. Similarly, the report on the Marshall Islands before the Council further speaks to our needs in order for that reconciliation to be meaningful. There are wrongs that need to be made right, and we must do this in a manner that is culturally appropriate and sustainable for the Marshall Islands. In the Marshall Islands, when speaking of reconciliation, we speak of the word karreo, which means cleansing. Where nuclear legacy is concerned, coming clean means telling the truth, and cleaning up the mess means environmental remediation, victims' redress, and addressing the continuing implications of the nuclear legacy on our people. Our story of the Marshallese people must no longer be buried under ashes of the 67 no nuclear weapon tests conducted between 1946 and 1958. The report before the Council is an important step in seeking truth, and as we have heard from our esteemed panelists, the truth must be revealed. The important concern concerning our nuclear legacy must no longer be kept from us, shrouded in secrecy, in volumes of classified documents. We must pierce the veil of silence and set aside all smoke screens clouding the truth. The absence of truth, barriers to truth, manipulation of truth, and destruction of truth must come to an end. Only with the truth can we finally achieve justice, and truth will set us free of the nuclear legacy. The Marshall Islands, the United States of America, and the United Nations have the opportunity to make things right today and right now. We should take this opportunity to work together to deal with the past constructively, honestly, and fairly. We have an opportunity to set aside an example for humanity to truly espouse the values of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, affirming that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights, endowed with reason and conscience, and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. People are not mice. We should never have been considered as mice to study the nefarious impacts of nuclear weapons. Our humanity must be recognized, and we must be treated in a spirit of shared humanity. For almost 80 years, we have struggled for nuclear justice. For almost 80 years, we have atolls and people living on these islands who have been left behind without regards to their health, environment, and human rights. Perhaps for 80 more years and beyond, we will have communities that are forever displaced. However, we will not relent. We will not drift away into a silent abyss. We will be heard, and we will have justice. The world must know our story and our struggles, and we have endured and continue to endure it, must never be inflicted on another. As a legend for nuclear justice once said, and I'll ring this again as it was mentioned earlier, no closure without full disclosure. Kamolol M. Jaraman, Thank you for the opportunity.